Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke!
Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. The big guy's got a family reunion going out on the East Coast. So, you know, it's just going to be me today. Little Luke. And your dueling tangents, some tangents of Luke. But I am joined on the production board by Evan, holding down the fort here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Evan, how are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, doing okay, man. Another weekend in America.
Yeah, another weekend. It is insane how quickly time flies by, because we are now approaching mid-July. It's pretty insane. We got fun and exciting things going on here at Devil Radio, and you're also listening on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. If you want to join the program at any time, you can by giving us a call, sending us a text, 844-967-2789. And Evan will be lightly screening your calls, and we'll get those on the air as quickly as possible. But I got a number of Wisconsin headlines I'm going to get into. Just want to, you know, do a little plug for the show that was just broadcasting on the Shock. As Goes Wisconsin with Chris and Bri, doing an excellent job. I always chuckle because Brian and I chose the Monty Python clip for our opener for something completely different. And
then you explode.
And then you explode, or you go on to a skit that has nothing to do with the skit that you were just doing. But it was comical because for the longest time there, since last week, our show lead-in to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian was always Tom Hartman. Very professorial, very not like Luke and Brian. And so the now for something completely different really was I thought apt. But with As Goes Wisconsin with Chris and Brian now, our lead in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM, I don't know if it's as apt. So we might have to make some edits to the opener. You know, we like to freshen that up every now and then. So we'll see what we got. But I love the Monty Python skit. But for something that isn't completely different from what we talked about on last Friday's show. And if you missed any portion of that show, you can check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Click on the Dueling Tangents tab. But we talked about the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision. We had on Matt Rothschild, our friend from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt and I talked about not just the big headline ruling on absentee ballot drop boxes, but we discussed a number of the rulings out of the Wisconsin Supreme Court at the end of last week. But one of the things we talked about was the fact that the Republicans are kind of broadcasting a little bit more than just outlawing absentee ballot drop boxes. They expressly, in the three conservative justices not named Brian Hagedorn, specifically were trying to revive arguments from lawsuits throughout 2020 and 2021 where those three conservative justices on the Supreme Court open the idea of relitigating the 2020 election, despite the fact that it's been certified and all legal experts, they've done recounts, they've done audits, they've done everything they can to try to say that it was not a fair and free conducted election. And so they want to try to relitigate it, despite that fact. And Friday's ruling opened that up. So not a huge shocker on Saturday, the former guy, former President Donald Trump, put out some truths, I think they're called. I don't really know what you call a specific post on Truth Social. It actually took a little while to disseminate itself, the fact that it was posted on Truth Social. The reporters here in Wisconsin started picking up on it on Sunday, as far as I could tell. So it doesn't have the same reach as his Twitter following that he was kicked off of after the January 6th insurrection. And so the former guy put out some truths, or whatever we're going to call those posts on that social media site. And he pretty much immediately called for the decertifying of the 2020 election, exactly what Michael Gableman, former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice and current special counsel to the state assembly, the Republican-led state assembly that has spent more than $1 million looking into allegations of voter fraud in 2020 election here in Wisconsin, that has unsuccessfully been able to find those. He had a numerous report deadlines that he's missed. It was supposed to wrap up in October of last year, then it was December, and then it was February. And so we've missed deadline after deadline after deadline because these individuals have delayed because they can't find the widespread voter fraud. Joe Biden beat Donald Trump by more than 20,000 votes in 2020 here in Wisconsin. And Republicans have a really hard time accepting that. Ron Johnson, in private, has discussed the exact numbers. He's done the math breakdown for Republicans not voting enough for the former guy. It was Republicans that chose to not reelect Donald Trump in this state. You hear that from the People for People People Corporation on these airwaves all the time. And it is something that Republicans don't want to talk about. That aspect specifically of the 2020 election, you don't hear Republicans outcrying that their election in the state assembly, in the state senate, in Congress, that those were invalid results. It's weird how that works out. All those votes on the same ballot, all those absentee ballots that were put in drop boxes outside of a municipal clerk's office are tainted apparently somehow only at the presidential level. All of the down ballot races, those are valid. Please don't look please don't throw those out. Please don't look too closely at those. But the former guy on Saturday on Truth Social started calling for the decertification of Wisconsin's 2020 election results. And Evan, one of my favorite parts of this story, nobody in Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office, nobody in Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu's office, and nobody in Governor Evers' office was able to be reached for comment on Sunday for the former guy's demands, I guess. I don't really know what you call it. It's temper tantrum, really, at best. But
extortion attempt, yes.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. But it didn't prevent the numerous media outlets here in the state of Wisconsin from running all of the Truth Social posts in an article and sharing what the former guy had to say about it. So that sat with me a little poorly, but the fact that he's making those calls is exactly what Batman and I were talking about on last Friday's episode, because there are some here in the state of Wisconsin that are still trying to relitigate. We've spent more than $1 million on attorney's fees and costs for Michael Gableman to sit there in numerous court cases, ignoring open records laws, ignoring anything that has to do with good government, just trying to run up the belief that there was impropriety in the 2020 election, despite the fact that it's been litigated and recounted and audited more than any other election in the state's past. And so I find it very interesting to see that the former guy is calling out and asking for the election to be decertified. But again, none of those down ballot races from being decertified. So folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're talking this and numerous other Wisconsin headlines. 844-967-2789. If you want to join the show today, share your tangent with me and Evan, who will be reading those texts on air, screening your calls. But the former guy trying to weigh in. And one of the other updates from last week that I didn't get to talk about, and I was waiting for Brian because he and I wanted to have some fun with it, but the sale of Twitter looks like it's falling through.
No. Don't tell me. No.
Well, that
no.
was Donald Trump's best shot to get back on that platform that he loves so much.
He was never going to buy it, man. Put that man in jail for market manipulation. It's insane.
I've seen those arguments get brought up saying that he was just trying to manipulate stock prices. And it's interesting because as soon as he lost a lot of money just from trying to do it, though, too.
He announced it.
It was a gamble that he thought he was going to be able to win. And who knows? Maybe he's got private holdings and maybe he did kind of make off like a bandit still. But Tesla took a huge, huge hit. And so his value went down. He would have had a hard time, you know, leveraging all of that to actually do the $34 billion sale or whatever it was. It was in that proposal. But I have a feeling that that's also sitting pretty sad with the former guy. But the former guy wants to overturn Wisconsin's 2020 election results. It's very eerily the same thing that we've been hearing for the last year. And Robin Voss is right in the guy's crosshairs. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is being called on by the former guy to do more, even though Wisconsin is the only state in the country still trying to look at its 2020 election results. Wisconsin Republicans are doing more than any other Republican party around the nation. The Cyber Ninja audit in Arizona has wrapped up. Nobody's looking at this still in Pennsylvania or Michigan. Georgia's DA is going after, you know, vote manipulation by the former president. There were indictments in that case that we're finding out. There's subpoenas not indictments. But we're getting more and more information out of the Fulton County DA down in Georgia. And so here in Wisconsin, the Republican Party that's doing the most, trying to help out the former guy in that regard and sow disinformation and doubt in our election process, they're getting criticized because they're not doing more, which is just a little fascinating. But Saturday, former guy calling for the exactly what you could have assumed was going to come from Friday's decision, because the conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, no, you can't have absentee ballot drop boxes because they're not specifically outlined in state law. They didn't say they were illegal. They just said that nothing in state law calls for them. So without specific action from the legislature, you can't use them. You got to either mail your absentee ballot or you got to send it off or deliver it to a clerk.
It's like they think they found a life hack, right? Originalist textualism. This is their route to a fascist America. Then they didn't say you couldn't do it, and that's the end of America.
Well, I can understand at some point, like, some people are lauding, you know, Hagedorn calls balls and strikes, and this was it had to be called a strike. And I can understand that, but at the same time, if you think that absentee ballot drop boxes are what's like the downfall of America because more people are voting and you can't prove that there was any fraud, I fear that you're doing more harm than good. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
They did interfere in our elections. It's really clear. There should be no doubt about that.
No, they didn't.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt McNeil, and I'm looking forward to joining you on